And now, it's time to catch up with the week's events as HCR 104 FM presents the omnibus edition of Huntsford.
Could we have a word, please, Fiona?
Is there a problem, Alison?
No, we just wanted a chat.
Unless it's about wavelengths, Laura, I've no time to gossip.
Please, Fiona, we need to clear the air.
Very well, then. What do you want to say to me?
Well, we want to apologise.
For what, exactly?
For speculating about your baby's father.
Speculation is understandable. It was gossiping to other people that was so harmful.
I know, and we're very sorry.
Raymond's a married man. Did it not occur to you the harm it could do to him and Charlotte?
We really are sorry.
And how do you think Sam felt when she overheard you talking about her dad?
Look, we know we've messed up and hurt people. All we can do is say sorry. From now on, you'll have our full cooperation and support.
Okay, apology accepted. We can't let personal differences affect the atmosphere in the salon. Let's draw a line under this unfortunate episode. Make a fresh start.
Oh, thank you so much.
We thought you might like these baby clothes.
Oh, goodness. What a huge bag.
I had loads left over for my kids. They're pink, blue and yellow clothes in there, as we don't know what you're having.
I don't want my baby's gender stereotyped by colour, but that's very kind. Thank you, both of you.
What will you have, Heather?
Oh, G&T, please, Adam. Although it should be champagne, I should be treating you.
You are very upbeat tonight.
I'm just so excited about the imminent launch of Radio Huntsford.
Oh, I see.
Rehearsals have gone really well. We've got a great schedule. And loads of local businesses have taken out advertisements, as you know. Oh, everything's on track.
I know, Heather, but the thing is...
Lots of people have come forward with brilliant ideas for programmes.
That's great, but look, we need to talk.
Sorry. Oh, I'm so excited. I never thought I'd get this far. What is it?
Look, I don't want to burst your bubble, but as it stands, the numbers don't stack up.
What do you mean, don't stack up?
Well, we have enough money to get started, but without a substantial cash injection... We won't be able to keep going.
You mean the station could be forced to close?
I didn't say that.
It's just that Nick said I'm full of big ideas, but incapable of following them through.
That's not true.
Another vanity project. That's what Nick would say.
Nonsense. Through Radio Huntsford, you're giving the community a voice.
He always said I just played at things.
Oh, look, you've brought together some gifted people and given them a platform to showcase their talents. That's a big achievement. Nick's gone. Forget him.
I'm trying to, but he's still in my head, saying I'm stupid and bound to fail.
You will not fail. The radio station is a viable project. We just need to raise some more money.
I'll be letting so many people down if it doesn't go ahead.
It will go ahead. I will come up with something.
Give me that bag, Sam. It looks heavy.
Oh, thanks, Ryan. But be careful. Don't drop the duty free after I've carried it all the way from LA.
Oh, I didn't think I'd say this, but it's good to be home.
Hi, Mario. Welcome back. You guys look amazing.
Oh, thanks, Jordan.
The tan, the sunglasses, the new clothes. You look like celebrities.
Huntsford's answer to the Kardashians.
So how's LA?
Awesome. I don't know where to start. Let's grab a drink one night and I'll tell you all about it.
In other awesome news, I've just had a message from our solicitor saying we should be able to exchange on the house this week.
That's pretty rapid.
I know. We could be out of here very soon. So you'd better sort out a lodger.
We have. Tommy's moving in.
Tommy? Is that wise?
I know he can be a pain, but we've told him if he breaks the rules, he's out. Your parents are cool with it.
And Duncan has guaranteed his rent.
Sounds like an offer you can't refuse.
We'll let you know the moving date as soon as we hear. Then Tom can move in on the same day.
Sorted. Right, this calls for a celebration.
Oh, I'll need to go to the off-licence. We've got no booze in.
You're kidding, aren't you? We've got a massive bag of duty-free.
What are we having for dinner, Chantelle?
Oh, I'm just popping a ready meal in the microwave. I've been so busy in the salon today, I haven't had time to cook from scratch. I'm sorry, Alistair.
That's okay. While dinner's microwaving, take a look at this all-inclusive hotel in Antigua. It's perfect for our Caribbean holiday.
It does look nice. The beach is beautiful.
Isn't it? There are 7 restaurants and a spa. You'll be able to get pampered for a change. Come on, Chantelle. Let's book it.
Oh, I'm not sure. I mean, it's rather expensive.
It's good value. Don't tell me you can't afford it.
It's not just the money, Alistair. I'm so busy right now.
All the more reason to take a break. You work far too hard. You need to relax.
Oh, I know. But now doesn't feel like the right time for me to take a holiday.
You know what I'm hearing? A bunch of pathetic excuses. Clearly you're not committed to this relationship. I'm wasting my time with you.
No, you're not. I'm just worried about money and leaving the salon.
Rubbish. If you loved me, you'd jump at the chance of a holiday together.
But I do love you, Alistair. I do.
No, you don't. I'm out of here.
No, please, don't leave. We can book the holiday. Let's pay the deposit now.
Are you sure?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. In that case, can you put it on your card? I don't have my wallet with me. Just click on Make a Booking.
All right.
See? That wasn't so hard, was it, darling?
What are you having to drink, Ryan?
Just my usual, Jordan.
Sure you prefer a glass of champagne? I got Trevor to chill a bottle.
Did you win the lottery or something?
No, but close. Can you bring the champagne over, Trev? Sweet. Right, let's go and sit down.
What's this all about, love?
You're looking at the full-time PA to a high-profile Member of Parliament and Chair of the Select Committee.
I don't understand.
Charlotte's asked me to be her personal assistant. I'll be based in Westminster 3 days a week and working from home the rest of the time.
Based in Westminster? Get you.
I'll have to stay over 2 nights a week, but we'll still see each other loads.
Yeah, sure we will.
What's up? I thought you'd be pleased for me.
I am, but I also know what will happen. You'll meet some posh, high-powered dude and we'll be history.
That's never going to happen. Bet they're all chinless wonders anyway.
I'm not so sure.
Listen, you numpty, it's you I want. I wouldn't have moved in with you otherwise, but this job means a lot to me too.
I know. Sorry for being insecure. I'm pleased for you. I really am.
Glad to hear it. Look, here comes Trev with the champagne. Let's celebrate.
Hang on there, Fiat. Whoa, let me help. I can't have you carrying that enormous bag by yourself. Especially not in your condition.
Thanks, Raymond. I'm just going to put it in the staff room until I go home.
Yeah, let me take it. Oh, it's quite heavy. What you got in there?
Baby clothes. Lots and lots of baby clothes.
Oh, nice. Where'd you get them from?
From Alison and Laura. I think it's what's commonly known as a peace offering.
Yeah, they're probably worried about their jobs. Serves them right.
Actually, I think they're genuinely sorry for gossiping about us, and they want to help with the baby.
Good. You're going to need all the support you can get, you know. Babies are draining enough when they're just the two of you. It'll be harder for you as a single mum.
I'll be fine.
I'm sure you will. And I don't mean to sound old-fashioned or fuddy-duddy, but the baby will need a man in its life. I don't mean a partner, just more of a...
A role model, do you mean?
Exactly.
You've got the job, Raymond. You will be perfect. Now, talking of jobs, we need to advertise for a new stylist as we're losing Jordan.
Absolutely. I'll book a slot in the Hunts for an advertiser and see if we can record an advertisement for the new radio station to broadcast, you know, when it launches.
Excellent idea. I hadn't thought of radio. Anyway, good stylists are hard to find. We should cast our net as wide as possible.
Of course. We don't know if anyone's going to listen to Radio Huntsford.
True, but it's worth a try.
Season 5, Episode 41 was written by Helen Cooley and 42, Felicity Radcliffe. Fiona was played by Angie Pike, Alison, Jane McKercher-Kay, Laura, Carol Hooper, Heather, Wendy Underwood, Adam, Steve Kay, Sam, Chloe Fagan-Webb, Mario, Tony Irving, Chantelle, Becky Zerati, Alistair, Patrick Ruddy, Jordan, Anna Cooley, Ryan, Stuart Nunn, and Raymond Ben West. Post-production engineer, Sue Rodwell-Smith. Sounds, Wavelengths, Sound Library, and freesound.org. Huntsford's theme tune was composed by Nick Thompson. Produced and directed by Sue Rodwell-Smith, Huntsford was brought to you by Wavelength Productions and recorded in Huntingdon, Cambridgeshire.